AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. An eighth body has been found in the wreckage of the Amtrak train that jumped the rails Tuesday night in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, House Speaker John Boehner has grown tired of people trying to link the deadly derailment to Amtrak funding from Congress.
Adequate funds were there. No money has been cut from rail safety. And the House passed a bill earlier this spring to reauthorize Amtrak and authorize a lot of these programs.
Federal investigators have determined the train was going 106 miles an hour before it derailed Tuesday along an area where the speed limit drops to 50. State and city officials say 13 cars derailed on a Pittsburgh freight train and were empty and no one was hurt. Allegheny Valley Railroad officials did not have any immediate comment. President Obama is holding talks at Camp David with Gulf Arab allies, worried about the impending nuclear deal with Iran. Here's White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president flew here to the Catoctin Mountains by helicopter. The others drove. Obama's hoping the cool mountain air will help calm the nerves of Arab leaders who think Iran's a menace in Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen, and will be emboldened by a nuclear deal that lifts sanctions. The U.S. aims to reassure the Arabs with more military aid and joint exercises. However, only two of the six countries at this summit have their monarchs here. The others have sent deputies. Mark Smith at the Gulf Arab Summit, Camp David.
This afternoon, starting shortly, Homeland Security Department's Inspector General is expected to testify about his investigation of a Secret Service incident at the White House. John Roth is scheduled to appear before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And Maryland's Martin O'Malley plans to announce his presidential intentions May 30th in Baltimore. This is AP Radio News. The top House Democrat says Republicans will lose for winning if the Supreme Court upholds their latest challenge to the health care law.
Tax subsidies for millions of Americans hang in the balance as the High Court decides whether the GOP is right that the law only allows the government to provide those subsidies in states that have their own insurance exchanges. In an interview with the Associated Press, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Republicans would rue the day if the court agrees with them.
They're now going to then go out and say we're going to take subsidies away from people who have health care? No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I know that bill very well. It's ironclad constitutionally.
The High Court's ruling is expected in late June. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Honda is recalling an additional 4.89 million vehicles around the world for a new kind of problem in Takata Company airbag inflators. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.